Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut chairs the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, which has scheduled hearings for tomorrow. The committee will address the questions of security threats to the United States and how well the country is prepared to respond to them. Senator Lieberman, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
Before we hear about the hearings tomorrow, I'd like to ask you about the state of war that the country is apparently in. The U.S. is obviously out to uproot Osama bin Laden. If the Taliban shelter him, is the U.S. at war with the Taliban? And if Iraq or Iran in some way abetted him, is the U.S. at war with Iraq or Iran?
Well, those are all important and relevant questions, and I'd say the answer is yes, but to all of those questions. But it does require a different understanding of the word war, and maybe we're looking for a different word. But we have agreed, and we've all been saying that what is required now is a war against terrorism, which means that we'll do whatever we have to do, not only to respond to the terrible attacks of September 11th by striking back at the terrorists who did it directly, the band that supported them, and nations that may have harbored them, but that we will stay in for the longer run to use every means available, economic, diplomatic, and military, to stop terrorists before the next horrific attack on America occurs.
But when you think of applying that kind of pressure to a country that is abetting terrorism, does that mean to you that the U.S. would feel justified to strike at targets in that country that are used for terrorism, or that more broadly it would the U.S. would be right to strike at any target of a government that is in some way abetting terrorism?
Well, I think as we go into this next phase of what we're calling the war against terrorism, we have to, one, be as clear as we can in making the case against a particular country as to why we have concluded it aided or abetted not only the attack on us last week, but terrorism generally. And then second, our response should be forceful, but it should be, to the best of our ability, targeted against those elements of the government that harbored or assisted the terrorists.
Your committee's hearings are to consider threats to U.S. security and strategies to address those threats. According to some news reports, and according to some members of Congress, actually, September 22nd was a date for further terrorist actions here. That's Saturday.
Yeah.
Given the kind of vigilance that the country now experiences, are you confident that if there is some kind of action involving an airport or otherwise intended for Saturday, that it will be thwarted because we are alerted to it now?
Well, our guard is up, and appropriately so, obviously, and understandably so, but none of us can predict that nothing like this will ever happen again. If we could predict that with confidence, I wouldn't be holding the hearing that I'm holding tomorrow morning, which is going to ask, it's going to go from the premise that the some parts of the system failed or the attack would not have occurred on September 11th, and now we have to reorganize the federal government, to raise our guard, to consider for the first time creating a separate agency specifically charged with defense of the homeland, defense of the American people when they are within the United States of America.
A law enforcement agency or a military agency or an intelligence agency?
Something different. Something that would work with intelligence agencies, certainly, and law enforcement and military, but that is primarily involved in prevention and preparedness. That is, would, under the proposal made by former Senators Hart and Rudman, include not only the Emergency Management Agency, but the Border Patrol, Customs, and the Coast Guard. And then if, God forbid, another attack occurs, that we would be ready with the most rapid and comprehensive response, no matter what the nature of the threat, to diminish the suffering of the American people.
Senator Lieberman, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Senator Joseph Lieberman, Democrat of Connecticut, is chairman of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee.